This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I think instead of showing her in the crowd, they should just show clips of her work.
Well, I think that's an easy way to not have the game get broadcasted.
I don't mean mid-work. I mean, maybe like a precursor. She's walking
up.
Like the pizza delivery guy's walking up to the building.
And
that
then
kind
just,
of thing.
Just cuts off from there.
And then she opens the door, and then it's like, that's a Bella Danger.
You know somebody's going to put out there, and this goes right in line with dropping those corn emojis. Somebody's going to put out there like the spike in a Bella Danger like searches after this game, and it's going to be like plus 1,200% or something.
Do you think
insane.
It's better if Miami loses for her searches or for her searches
crying
or
crying a Bella Danger?
Yeah,
after like a pivotal interception, and she looks like she like is the display of sad college football fan.
Yeah.
But then the broadcast has to be like, oh, just a young undergrad at Miami having a bad day, instead of like the reality, which is it's just there's your corn star.
Yeah, star. That's all I heard. So Ohio State's 10-point favorites, 9.5-point favorites.
See, the lack of seriousness in this game is kind of the vibe of this game.
So it's weird. I don't really fear Miami.
Nobody does. That's the problem.
I do kind of fear bad Ohio State showing up.
Well, I think the read on this one is pretty simple. Ohio State is a much more talented team, and Carson Beck is fine. They looked all right in the game against Texas A&M that we can basically just say – Texas A&M, not as good of a football team as everybody thought. That happens every single year. And the game was incredibly windy. It was what it was. But like nobody's really scared they're going to lose tonight. But that also has me scared saying that.
So, yeah, but I guess my thing is this is the next test of the Ohio State offense. And I just there's something about that Indiana game that is stuck in my craw. I don't think the offensive line's good enough. And I don't think the run game's good enough. And I think Julian Sain can single-handedly with Tate and with Jeremiah Smith. I think he can single-handedly beat Miami, but it's going to be a much closer game if you can't run the ball or if you can't protect Julian the same way.
But if I was Miami, I would want to do what Indiana did in the Big Ten title game. It's going to have to be like a 13-10 game.
Yeah.
You're not going to score a bunch of points. Carson Beck can. He can't do it against this Ohio State defense. The difference for me is this Ohio State defense. You have four different guys in the first round this year in the NFL draft that start on that defense that are incredible. There's talent everywhere. There's too many good players on the defensive side of the ball for Carson Beck.
Okay, so yes, but when it comes to the Miami side of things, they are the 11th defense in the country according to PFF, and Reuben Bain is real. Like, Reuben Bain is a dude that can take this game and take it from a 10-point game to a 3-point game in the home stretch If it's that close, you got a chance to lose it.
But it's got to be the recipe. Like, they have to do what Mendoza did in many ways, which is you just kind of hang around, and then you're going to have to make sure that your defense takes care of not only Sagan, but also Bo Jackson as well, and you just kind of keep yourself in it.
Be prepared for this take on social media tonight, potentially. That I don't know why I couched it like that. No, be prepared for this take on social media tonight.
Okay.
You know, if the Browns do stick at 7 and Reuben Bain falls, he's an edge rusher. You need an heir apparent to Miles. I wouldn't hate it.
And then I yell at everybody for saying we're going offense in this draft. Please, we're going offense.
I mean, you got a lot of time. You got some salary cap. You can find ways to build that offense.
There are some really interesting things about this game. Ryan Day as the play caller is fascinating to me. Also, are they going to do what they've done in recent years in the playoff under Ryan Day's time there, which is you let the governor off the quarterback? And like, so are you going to let Julian Sain be...
You want Julian Sain to cook?
Yeah, you're going to let him throw the ball down the field, you know, essentially is the question. Are they going to let him actually throw the ball? I mean, you have the best receiver duo in the country, and it's not even close in Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate. Are you going to throw deep to him? What are you going to do in that regard? Or are you going to do what they've been doing the majority of the year, which is just kind of, you know, humming and hawing with that offense?
I think that's a good point, because Ryan Day leading up to the Michigan game had said for a while, hey, we got things we haven't put out there on the tape yet. We've been kind of saving some stuff, which did line up with how the playoffs went last year. The problem is you never really saw it against Indiana. I thought Ryan Day really turtled against Indiana. I thought they lost primarily because of his clock management at the end of the first half. And certainly, I mean, that long plodding drive in the fourth quarter that went nowhere, if those two things don't happen or if they're handled better, I think Ohio State wins that game. And so to me, my biggest frustration with the Indiana loss wasn't that Indiana won. It's that Ohio State lost. Like, I came away from that. Listen, Indiana's impressive. I'm not trying to, like, Mendoza's a good football player. Cignetti is a lot of what people loved about Nick Saban. Like, that is a great football coach. With love, that's a tough team, great in the trenches, really good team. Do I think they're better than Ohio State? No. And did I think they were better than Ohio State in that game? No.
No, but if
I think Ryan Day... You know what? It all over himself, and I don't trust him to not do it again in the playoffs.
See, I never looked at it as whatting all over himself. I looked at it as he just was holding everything back, and like maybe that's giving him too much credit there as well. But it felt like to me, he's like, all right, we had a chance of meeting up with Indiana one more time. If we win the game, we win the game, great. But I'm not going to make this the end all be all. And when we get to the playoffs, that's what's going to happen. And so, you go back to C.J. Stroud in the game against Georgia, just unleashes. Will Howard last year in the playoff, just unleashed. And I hope, this might just be a hope, but I'm hoping that that's what happens with Sagan today.
So maybe that's what this game really represents. One, I don't love the idea of we don't need to win the Big Ten championship. That bugs me. That should still have, being the number one seed should still have some sort of meaning. I know they only fell down to the 2 spot. I get it. But I do think that should matter to you more. But there's a I think this game will tell you that. If they were just kind of sleepwalking through Indiana because, well, we just don't want to get hurt and we don't want...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Turn this into a shootout. We just want to kind of make it through this unscathed. and then this game, then you should blow Miami out. You are. I mean,
yeah.
I think you have problematic things on how your O-line is built, and I don't think you run the ball particularly well. And Julian can have a oopsie interception or two like we saw against Indiana. But your defense is so good, you should just blow Miami off the map.
Well, that's the point. The defense is so good.
But if you lose, then we get confirmation that Indiana, you didn't sleepwalk through Indiana. They were a better team than
you. Well, if you lose, then we go to the idea that you played Texas in week one, and then all the way from Texas to Indiana, you didn't play enough good teams. And so, like, we just overrated you is basically what happened there.
216-474-0092. Are Bucks fans sleeping on the Miami matchup tonight? It's a 10-point game in a second round of the playoffs matchup here in the Cotton Bowl. Now, Jax is going to walk us through. He's got a conspiracy. Is it a conspiracy? He's got a theory on how tonight's loss, if they lose, could lose them more than just a playoff game. Jax?
Yeah, so a couple days ago at the Cotton Bowl Media Day, Jeremiah Smith was talking to the media, and a reporter asked him this question here. I'll play it for you.
Ooh, what a setup.
Miami had won or played in games like this before you signed out of high school. Would your decision may have been different?
Most likely, yeah. I'd probably end up going to Miami if, you know, things was on the right track then and there. But, you know, I chose to stick with Ohio State.
So this got my mind just, like, twirling. Like, is there a chance that if Ohio State loses this game to Miami that Jeremiah Smith is like, well, they made it to where Ohio State is at, like, we're even now. I wanted to go here before, but they just weren't good enough. They weren't as good as Ohio State. You got Hartline leaving. I'm kind of worried that Jeremiah Smith is going to transfer out of Ohio State and go to Miami if they lose this game.
Look at selling. You know what? I'm proud of you.
But he's wearing a Jeremiah Smith jersey right now, too.
I'm
like
worried,
you love Jeremiah Smith more than most people do.
Before we attack the question,
I don't want to really attack it because he's very nice.
I got to say, you set up the sound really well.
Yeah.
Better than like half the people on the station.
That's true. You did a good job there.
You came right out of
it. Wait. He's buttering you up now. He's going to lay into this one.
No butter. Because I've always thought Jack's going to be a good producer, good board op, maybe a good 2020 guy. I heard a little host there, buddy boy. I did. I'd like, seriously, like, you set it up well. You paid it off. You have your take. You got through it
all
quickly.
Right, stop kissing his butt. Get to the point.
You know, your opinion is asinine. I mean, just embarrassing. It's not happening.
Thank you. It's insane.
Why is it not?
I mean, I love you, but it's insane.
They paid 4.5 in NIL to Carson Beck.
I think it was more than four and a half.
They're going to fork up the money for Jeremiah Smith. So, and it's his hometown.
Ohio State won't?
Ohio State will, but it's also his hometown, and he just admitted that he would have gone to Miami if they were at the same level as Ohio State.
Yeah, but they weren't. They weren't.
And we just lost Brian Hartline.
Yeah, okay.
That was the main reason he chose Ohio State.
Well, yeah, but now he's got one more year to the NFL draft. Why would you danger that? Because
We don't even know who Miami's quarterback is going to be next year.
Now that we can't match. If they say we'll give you $6 million in money,
and Bella Danger
for a full year.
Carson Beck got it.
Yeah,
he had the twins first, the Cavender twins.
I think he had a twin. I don't think he had both the twins.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
They weren't a package deal.
He only got one. They really sold it like it was the two of them.
That's
though,
true,
right, guys.
That's true.
No, but we don't even know who their quarterback's going to be next year.
Yeah, that's a very valid point. But the last 2 years they went and got Cam Ward. They went and got Carson Beck. Who's to say
I
think they're going to end up with Brendan Sorsby is who I think they're going to end up with.
Oof. He's fine, but oof. So, okay, I think that's a point. So I think the point is you've been in Columbus for 2 years now. You're 1 year away from maybe being a number one pick next year. Probably worst case scenario if they're four good quarterbacks.
He was pissed he didn't win the Biletnikoff Award. Maybe he uses that against him, Jax. Maybe he's like, Ohio State couldn't even win me the Biletnikoff
this
year.
That is as thin as John Fanta trying to flip-flop on. He was pissed.
But he was pissed.
It's not why he's going to leave Ohio State for Miami.
He won Big Ten Receiver of the Year. Mekhi Lemon won Biletnikoff. That doesn't make sense. They're both in the Big Ten.
Yeah, Jeremiah was very mad about it.
He has a right to
side. You know, quick sidebar of the conversation we're having. We were really cooking with gas there for a minute.
Were we?
Yeah. Jack's kind of lost it.
Were we?
That Abella Danger thing, that's a real offer. $6 million and her. He's watched the tape. I'm assuming everybody's watched the tape. So
I don't know. Him saying he would have chose Miami if they were winning how Ohio State was winning at the time. And if they knock off Ohio State in this game, like, I think that's something to be very worried about if you're an Ohio State fan.
I don't think it is. Because here's what you should remember. You still have Julian Sain. You still have Ryan Day. You still are more likely to win a national championship next year than Miami. Any number that they put out there, you can presumably match or beat. And he's 1 year away from the greatest payday of his life going to the NFL. Why would you leave a quarterback you've had a lot of success with to then go for, I don't know, Brendan freaking Sorsby?
So I think the argument that Jax is trying to make here is if you've had it as a childhood dream and it's something you've always wanted to accomplish, you can't put a price on that. If like from 5 years old on, he always wanted to wear the U and be at the U, you can't put a price on that. And if his favorite wide receivers coach that got him there and everything that mattered to him is now gone, he's got...
You don't think it's going to happen.
No, I don't.
You're doing devil's advocate because you like Jax.
Doesn't have the same attachment to it there. Like, well, you can't put a price on playing for your hometown team.
I think you can. And I think it's whatever Ohio State be willing to pay
him. Well, we already said they can match that. Have you seen Mike Ruiz, the Miami booster that basically just throws money at everyone's problems?
Hey, isn't that the guy from Levitard?
It's the same name.
Oh, same name.
Same name.
Not same guy.
Oh. Same name. One is way wealthier than the other.
I thought it was John Ruiz. I don't know what it's for. Who, Ruiz. What did he say?
I didn't say he said anything. He's got a lot of money.
Oh, okay.
He's got more than enough money to play in these in the Ohio State pool that we're talking about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.